After about 9 years, the preferred solution to expand one of Bradford's busy arterial roads is almost ready to roll, but not everyone is on board. Ahead of a public meeting planned for February 24, Infrastructure Services Director Tony Desroches and Project Manager David Letarius provided the town's Strategic Initiatives Committee with an update January 28 about ongoing efforts to expand and reconfigure Line 8. "No ifs, ands, or buts, this road has to be done," Mayor James LeDuc said. Still, staff faced criticism from councillors about how it should be done, based on a presentation from PlanMac Engineering outlining designs for Line 8 between Side Road 10 and Berry Street. Currently, the road is two lanes, one lane in each direction, with left turn lanes at signalized intersections, and the consultants are recommending different configurations for different sections, including 2-, 3-, and 4- lane designs, but several councillors were disappointed to see no option for 4 lanes along all sections. While Desroches explained the potential options were intended to avoid the need for expropriation, and consider more traffic making use of the future Bradford Bypass, Ward 4 Count. Joseph Giordano said it's not proper strategic planning to omit the 4-lane option altogether. He and other councillors asked staff to provide the cost for that option, with Ward 3 Count. Ben Verkake saying staff should sticker shock us first, so council can at least consider the cost. Ward 6 Count. Nicholas Harper was especially upset that having fewer lanes in some sections could bottleneck traffic, calling it perplexing and ridiculous. "You are going to have a full fight from me," he said. "I will get everybody involved in this." The number of lanes was only one point of contention, though, and the recommendation to replace the signalized intersection at Line 8 and Side Road 10 with a single-lane roundabout also faced pushback. Verkake worried about the ability for pedestrians or cyclists to cross and make their way north up Side Road 10 to Henderson Park, but Desroches explained the plan includes 2 nearby signalized crosswalks for north-south and east-west crossings. Still, Harper called the roundabout totally unacceptable. "The residents, especially in Ward 6, do not want this," he said. Others defended the roundabout, including the mayor, who noted they result in fewer conflicts, and other municipalities, including the county of Simcoe, are favoring them more often. "I like roundabouts," Deputy Mayor and Committee Chair Raj Sandhu said. "I feel that they keep traffic moving." Bradford already has several roundabouts, including 6 just in the Summerlin Village neighborhood, and another one already on Side Road 10 where it meets Line 6. For the roughly 1.87 kilometers section of Line 8 from Side Road 10 east to Professor Day Drive, the consultants recommend keeping the current 2-lane configuration with existing left-turn lanes at intersections. For the roughly 260-meter section from Professor Day Drive to Noble Drive, the consultants recommend expanding the road to 3 lanes with 1 lane in either direction, and left-turn lanes for both westbound and eastbound traffic. For the roughly 1 km section from Noble to Berry Street, the consultants recommend expanding the road to 4 lanes with 1 lane in either direction and 2 left-turn lanes for eastbound traffic to turn north onto Young Street, plus traffic signals at Northgate Drive. That concerned Ward 5 Count. Peter Ferragini, who noted one of the left-turn lanes begins as a through lane, which could confuse drivers and cause similar problems to what's sometimes seen at Simcoe Road and Line 6, where southbound traffic in the left lane must merge right to continue straight. Ward 3 Count. Ben Verkake also noted the additional traffic signal would require drivers to deal with 4 lights in a row, back-to-back-to-back, in the roughly 1.26 kilometers section from Professor Day to Berry Street, and asked if it would be possible to have the lights coordinated. "If people get bottlenecked on the arterial roads, they will go back into the subdivisions to take shortcuts," he said, noting that would be contrary to council's strategic priority of traffic safety. Along Line 8, the consultants recommend a 3-meter-wide multi-use path on the north side connecting to the trail along Young, and a 2-meter-wide sidewalk on the south side, both separated from the road by grassy boulevards, but Ferragini suggested it could be better to have regular sidewalks with bicycle lanes on the road. The project also includes the roughly 770-meter section of Side Road 10 from Line 8 South to Regan's Industrial Parkway, where the consultants recommend keeping the current two-lane configuration, which raised concerns from councillors about its ability to function as a truck route and one of several access points to the bypass. Through that section, the consultants also recommend extending the sidewalk from Line 8 South to connect with the existing portion near Regan's, which Ward 2 Cown. Jonathan Scott called a very good idea. That section includes the area where 88-year-old Giselle Gutch was struck by a vehicle and killed while walking along the gravel shoulder near the Bob Fallis Sports Center and Bradford Sports Dome on September 30. The total project is currently estimated to cost $32 million, and if all goes well, construction could take place between 2027 and 2031. The same section of roads were resurfaced and reinforced in May last year, following a report in November 2023 from the town's then development and engineering director Peter Lukes. At the time, both Lukes and Capital Projects manager Katie Moderesi explained the reinforced portion would not need to be ripped up, and would instead be included in the expansion, which was reconfirmed this week by Desroches. The project has faced delays after the environmental assessment EA process began in 2016, but was later put on hold in spring of 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, before being reactivated in fall 2022. The upcoming public meeting is set to be the last before staff can make a recommendation to council, and Desroches explained, "Time is of the essence to wrap up the EA, so staff can dig into design work and begin balancing the schedule with the pending Holland Street reconstruction project, for which a separate update is expected later this year."